Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes features tracks from one of Britain's top artists on both theatre and classical pipes, Richard Hills. No, I'm not going to play any Bach or Vierne, or indeed any other classical composer's works. But Richard Hills does extend the theatre pipe repertoire with some interesting and very different compositions, such as this delightful descriptive piece composed in the 1800s and played by Richard as a samba on the Wurlitzer in the new Victoria Centre, Howden the Weir, County Durham. Richard Hills with The Little Brazilian Soldier, featuring the enlarged Wurlitzer from the new Victoria Cinema, Bradford, recorded during the 2006 Cinema Org Society Convention. Incidentally, the Society is running another convention over August Bank Holiday weekend, when Richard Hills will be presented in concert on the Saltair Wurlitzer. For full details, please visit www.cinema-organs.org.uk. Richard first studied classical organ with William Whitehead at Rochester Cathedral and went on to study further at Exeter College, Oxford, Portsmouth Cathedral and Westminster Abbey. He is one of the very few artists to truly bridge the divide between the classical and theatre styles and delights in the arrangements from the golden era of the 1930s and 40s. This is just one of those, Remember Me, arranged by Sidney Torch and played by Richard on the Compton in David Shepherd's home in Lincolnshire in 2000. Thank you. Richard is a regular and frequent visitor to the USA and is almost a fixture at the annual American Theatre Organ Society conventions. In 2014, he played a concert on the newly installed Wurlitzer in the Hilbert Circle Theatre in downtown Indianapolis, some tracks of which were included in the A2S Convention Highlights double CD that year. Here's the evergreen ballad, If You Were the Only Girl in the World, from a 1916 show called The Bing Boys Are Here. Not only is Richard Hills a fine organist on just about anything with multiple keyboards, he is also a master on piano. While he hasn't released anything commercially of this talent, he has recorded some tracks for YouTube with Simon Gledhill. This was recorded in a 2013 New Year jam session at David Shepherd's home by John Leeming, then the journal editor for the Cinema Organ Society, and no stranger to recording these instruments, having taped many of the COS audio releases through the years. Thank you. Canyon Caballero, composed by organist and arranger Bobby Pagan, played by Richard Hills on piano and Simon Glethill on the Shepherd Residence Compton. In 2013, the American Theatre Organ Society held its annual convention in Atlanta, Georgia, with the principal venue being the Fox Theatre with its original spine-tingling Moller. Featured artists at the Fox that year were Jelani Ennington, Tony Fenelon and Richard Hills, and one of Richard's highlights on the subsequent convention double CD release was Rodgers and Hammerstein's March of the Siamese Children. going to close this week's show with a longer track than usual, taken from Richard's Grand Variety CD, recorded on the dual-purpose Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton, and released in 2011. Mikado Memories, a medley of course from Gilbert and Sullivan's popular operetta, shows off the final orchestral voices of the Guildhall Compton, and is about as close as I've come today to Richard's classical interpretations. Behold, the Lord High Executioner, brightly dawns our wedding day, a wandering minstrel I, on a tree by a river, the flowers that bloom in the spring, and the sun whose rays are all ablaze. Music from the Mikado. Richard Hills and the Guildhall Southampton Compton close today's show. Richard is currently organist at St Mary's Anglican Church, Bourne Street, London, and is musical advisor to the Cinema Organ Society, maintaining a practical interest in the preservation of the theatre organ. He has also appeared numerous times on national and international TV and radio, and notably in a BBC Promenade concert in 2013. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, until the same time next week, when I'll be featuring another personality from the world of theatre pipes. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.